The message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garland.
today and tomorrow. Oh, yes, he is. God, God is. He, my all and all. God is.
Give our choir a hand. God is. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. If you have your Bibles, and if you don't have your Bibles, would you stand with us now? And turn with us to the book of Hebrews. I think it was Pastor Joel Osteen. Y'all know he likes to tell a joke before he ministers. Amen. Give me a little more volume up here, Brother Rosette, on the monitors. Amen. Hebrews chapter 10. And we want to look at verses 24 and 25. guess before I share the scripture passage with you, I need to give you the backstory. I was in the mall yesterday, and it was very crowded in the mall, and I guess I was in the way, Sister Green. I tell you, this generation that's coming up behind us, is they rough, amen. And I must have been in the way, because this young girl said, would you move your butt out of the way? And I looked at her and I said, well, never mind what I said, but Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Amen. God bless you. I guess I should have told the kids to plug their ears, but amen. Be seated. She told me to, would you move your butt out of the way? And the Spirit said to me, that might be something good to tell the folk of Pleasant Hill in the morning. Amen. So if y'all don't mind, I'm going to use as a subject, move your butt out of the way. All right. Thank you. The ushers have already, they said it's going to be hot. They already sitting down. Amen. Move your butt out of the way. We all have them. They're usually pretty big, though some may be bigger than most. But we all have them. Some are so big that others try to hide behind them. Some of us use them more than others. However, they always end up getting in the way. But I'm too old. But I'm too tired. But I don't have an education. But I don't have any money. But my health is bad. But I've been through so much. But. My, what big butts we have. Notice how they all start. But I. Let me share something with you. Everybody we know has a but. And more often than not, it's that one thing that keeps us from living a consistent life for the Lord Jesus. It's one of the things that keeps us from receiving the blessings of God. It's one of the things that keeps us from honoring God with our service. Let me expound a little bit, see if you can recognize any of these buts. But I have to work tomorrow. I would be there, bro, Pastor, but my kids have practice. But it's such a beautiful day. Amen. I would hate to spend it up in a church house. I want to go out to the lake, or I want to wash my car. It's such a beautiful day, but I don't have time for that. But I deserve a break today. Every kind of but interferes with me living an authentic life for God. And more often than not, it always has something to do with some sort of but. The truth is, even the smallest buts can interfere with our relationship with God. Now, if you don't mind, for the grammarians in the house, tell your neighbor there are two types of buts. There is one with one T, and there is one with two T's. And the one your pastor is talking about this morning is the one with one T. Say amen, somebody. Amen. It really can. The littlest but can even distract me and get me to think the wrong way. And so we end up saying stuff like, I'm not going to pray today. I'm not going to witness today. I'm not going to deny myself today. I'm not going to read the Bible today. The list goes on and on and on whenever we allow our butts to get in the way. We forsake the will and plan of God for our lives. I've told you before that if you want the blessings of God, you've got to do what God is blessing. See, most of the time we do whatever it is we want to do and then have the nerve, the unmitigated gall, to turn around and ask God to bless what we've already stepped out on our own. Do I have any witnesses here today? But if you really want the blessings of God, you need to get in the Word and find out what is it that God is blessing. How many of you know that if He promises in His Word that He will bless something, you don't have to worry about it. Just do whatever it is the Lord says, and don't let your butts get in the way. And I'm here to tell you, He will bless it. The origin of every excuse is the failure to do something. It was Deion Primetime Sanders, who was most notable of late the football coach for Jackson State. Amen. He's now somewhere in Colorado. He's the former outfielder for the Atlanta Braves and cornerback for the Atlanta Falcons. He grew up on the mean streets of Fort Myers, Florida, where exposure to some would-be athletes pushed him to make a success of his life. He says people need to get rid of Idas. Idas. If I'd have done this, I'd be making this kind of money. If I'd have practiced a little harder, I'd be a superstar. He said those kids that he grew up with were just as fast as he was when they were kids. But instead of working for their dreams, they chose drugs and a life of street corners. He said that when he was at practice after school, his friends who didn't have practice went straight to the streets and never left. That moment after school is the moment we need to grab them. Amen. We don't need any more Idas. I stopped by to tell you this morning to move your butt out of the way. A churchgoer wrote a letter to the editor of the newspaper and complained that it really don't make sense to go to church every Sunday. He said, I've gone to church for 30 years, and I cannot tell you, amen, what one of the pastor's sermons was about. He said, I've heard some 3,000 sermons over 30 years, and in that time, I can't even remember a single one of them. So I think I'm wasting my time. The pastor is wasting his time by giving all of those sermons every Sunday, and a real controversy ensued in the editorial page, and the editor was happy that folk were talking about the matter. And there was one person who said in the comments, I've been married for 30 years. In that time, my wife has cooked some 32,000 meals, but for the life of me, I cannot remember the entire menu for a single one of those meals. But he said, I do know this. They nourished me. They gave me the strength that I needed to go to work every day. He said that if my wife had not given me those meals, I would be physically dead today. And I've come by to tell somebody who may think that church is in the way and is not important, that if it had not been for the word, amen. I heard Pastor Thomas at New Psalmist in D.C. He said, I was going to church. He said, I wasn't paying attention to the word, but thank God the word was paying attention to me. Is there anybody in here today who understands that you're better now, you're stronger now, you're wiser now, because you didn't let your butt get in the way of you getting the church and getting the word of God? Many times we look for excuses not to attend church, and the pandemic has been, oh my, it's just been a gift to the folk who didn't want to go anyway. Oh my, don't y'all get mad at Pastor. I'm talking about the folk, amen, who still go to Walmart, I see you at Dollar General, I still see you here and there, but oh, that pandemic is left everywhere but the church house. I wish I had two or three folk who would help me preach this morning. Amen, tell them they need to get their butt out of the way. You know the stuff we say. We're busy with our families, we're busy with our friends, we're busy with our work, we're busy with sports, we're busy volunteering, we're busy cleaning, we're busy cooking, we're busy with vacation, we're busy sleeping, we're just busy. We are just too busy to be bothered by God. We're too busy to be bothered by Reverend Garner and them folk over there at the church house. We're too busy to bother with the ministry of the church. But can I ask you a question this morning? What if God texted you and said, hey man, I know you're in trouble, but look, I'm a little too busy right now. I know what the doctors have said, and I know, amen, what's happening in your body, but what if God, amen, called you on your cellular phone and said, I'm too busy to be bothered with you right now? Is there anybody who understands that we cannot deal with God on our terms and expect to come out with victory? We've got to stop making excuses. And then what we do, we perpetuate that lie. You know how we say, well, I'm only human. What does that mean anyway? We're only human. We use that as our, and I hate to use this word, trump card. Oh my, I catch all. We believe since we are fleshly creatures, we are expected to fail. That it's okay for us to be less than we ought to be. We believe it's okay when we fail God because he understands that we're only human. We set ourselves up to fail before we even try. Amen. Amen. Moses, when God spoke to Moses over in Exodus chapter 10, that's the same trump card that Moses pulled out. Amen. Amen. Moses said, but God, who am I that I should go? But God, what if they don't believe me? But God, what if they don't listen to me? Moses didn't want to get out of his comfort zone. And do you know that's what's wrong with some of us? Amen. We come up with all of those buts, and we need to get our buts out of the way because all they are excuses for us to do what we want to do and not do what we're supposed to do. We don't want to leave our comfort zones. He was content. Moses was content with where he was. He wasn't looking out for a challenge. Moses, like many of us, like to have things the way we want them. We don't want change. We don't want to deal with stress. We don't want to put forth any effort. People in general enjoy being comfortable. Where am I focusing on mine? Amen. Yeah, Pastor, you're right. You ain't lying. Amen. I like being comfortable. But is there anybody who understands that when you get to heaven, and if you expect to have a reward in heaven, if you expect a golden crown, if you expect a long white robe, if you expect a mansion over there, you've got to leave your comfort zone down here. You've got to go beyond what you want to do. You've got to be willing to go into the highways and hedges and compel folk to come. Some of you won't even challenge your own children to come to church. Some of you won't even challenge your own grandchildren to come to church. You don't want to leave your comfort zone. But where are the folk who don't mind saying, when I get to heaven, I want an eternal reward? And Pastor, I realize that if I'm going to get it, I've got to work while I'm here. I've got to work while it's day. I've got to work while the sun is shining. Folk are dying. People are on their way to hell, and we don't want to tell anybody, get your butt out of the way and say, I will go for God. I will be a witness for him. I will tell somebody how he picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground. Give him praise in this place. He does not call us to be people of comfort. He calls us to be people of action. Our mouths might agree, but we quickly get cozy in our comfort zones, too afraid to reach outside and do something that might be a little uncomfortable or out of the norm. God wants us to serve, watch this, alongside him. You don't believe me? 1 Corinthians 3:9. 1 Corinthians 3:9, it says, for we are labored together with God. He doesn't want our excuses. He wants our hearts. I'm sure God gets frustrated with us at times. We read where God begins to get angry with Moses because all of the buts. He finally chastises Moses and reminds him, whew, that he can do anything. All Moses has to do is trust God through the process. Oh, I wish I had some folk in here who would testify with me right now that there are some mountains you have been compelled to climb, and you know you didn't climb it by yourself. There have been some battles you've had to fight, and you came out with the victory, and you don't mind telling folk, it ain't because I was so smart. It's not because I went to Southern. It's not because of degrees behind my name, but it is because God was with me. Many of us ignore God as well, and we tell him we're not good enough. God, I'm not smart enough, and we just can't. But thank God for the word. I said thank God for the word. Thank God for Philippians 4 and 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Let's deal with that for just a second. Can Christians really do all things? Can we really do all things? Y'all, we can when we realize our strengths and abilities are not rooted in ourselves, but in God. When we say we can do all things, we're really saying there's absolutely no limit to what God can accomplish through us when we trust in his power and when we trust in his grace. Y'all, let's not make, I was thinking as I was getting this together, I was thinking that I ought to have a meeting with my deacons, since everybody now has an excuse as to why they can't make it to church. Brother deacons, we're going to have a meeting, and I'm going to set up one Sunday. We're going to have a no excuse Sunday. No excuse Sunday. Y'all, we're going to have to spend a little money for no excuse Sunday, because what we's going to have to do, we're going to have to buy some little cots, some little beds, and we can put them even in the aisle. We can put a few in the lobby back there. You know, for the folk who say Sunday is my only day to sleep in, we're going to let them sleep in, but they're going to be in the house. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to have a special section. We're going to have to get us, Brother Deacon, some lounge chairs. You know, because there are two or three folk who say the pews and they're padded, but they still too hard. We're going to get some recliners up in here. Amen. And let me just tell you, I know some of y'all ain't going to like this, but I'm thinking probably, I don't know where I've been that point, but we're going to have a smoking section, you know, because some folks say, I don't come over there because I be needing to smoke, and I don't want to tip out during the sermon. And folk, the Pleasant Hill needs to get stained glass windows. And they need to get those windows where you can go outside and folk can't be sitting in the church looking at you outside getting your smoke. Oh, my. Oh, my. Amen. We're going to have to buy some eye drops. You know, because some folk just got in. Amen. Their eyes tell a whole story. We're going to have some eye drops, so you ain't got to worry about. And then we're going to get some helmets, and they're probably going to have to be steel helmets, amen, because I've heard two or three folks say, if I come to church, the roof going to fall in. We're going to have some special helmets for those folks, amen. And we're going to get some blankets, because, you know, it never fails that there are two or three folks who say, I quit going over there because it's too cold. It's too cold. And we're going to have blankets for the folk who say it's too cold. We're going to get some little fans. Walmart, I look. They got some little fans. Them little fans, we're going to get, amen, where if it's too hot, you can have you a fan. We're going to buy some scorecards. So Wisdom needs to go down there and find some scorecards. Amen, because there's some folk, all they come to see is they come to count the number of hypocrites. That's a hypocrite. And we're going to give them a little scorecard. So they can say, amen, and we keep up with all the hypocrites. Relatives and friends will be in attendance for those who can't go to church and cook dinner too. So we're going to have them here with you. Amen. We're going to distribute some stamp out stewardship buttons for the folk who are tired of tithing. Amen. You're going to have your own little crew. We're tired of tithing. Stamp out stewardship. One section will be devoted to trees and grass for the folk who say that I can seek God in nature. We're going to have, amen, a little section where you can sit and still be one with nature and still be one with God. Amen. And then we're going to have to do this. Where's Dina? Amen. We're going to get some poinsettias. We're going to get some Christmas lights.